The coordinator of the Disability Inclusion Project in Osun State, Mr. Kehinde Ogunbiyito, said the committee during infrastructure accessibility audit to selected hospitals and Ministry of Health office building noted that the infrastructures were not accessible for persons with disabilities. Mr. Ogunbiyito advised that permanent or temporary ramp be put in place for easy movement for people using wheelchair, as well as engaging the service of sign language interpreter in hospitals for deaf people.
We recommended that there is need for a disability desk officer in the Ministry of Health that would serve as a liaising officer between the disability community and the Ministry of Health. We also recommended that there is need for a sign language interpreter, most especially for the deaf community in Osun State, for them to assess health services, health information, most especially when they need to consult doctors, they need an interpreter that will interpret for them.
Also speaking, the General Secretary, Joint National Association of Persons with Disabilities, Mr. Joseph Ogunniran, appealed to the state government to include persons with disabilities in their intervention programs.
And after the whole program, government is going to take charge of this program. It's going to become government project and program, and life will be better for persons with disabilities in Osun.
In his remark, the Commissioner for Health, Dr. Rafiu Osamotu, assured that the ministry is ready to partner with the committee to make life easier for persons with disabilities. Represented by the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Mr. Kayode Adegoke, the Commissioner said the ministry would take necessary steps to work on the recommendations of the committee. It will be recalled that the Disability Inclusion Project was to influence policies and programs in Osun State towards improving access to quality education, health, and justice system in government agencies for the benefit of persons with disabilities in Osun State. In Oshogbo, Fumi Adekoya for Radio Nigeria.